Well, hey there. Welcome to episode 3 of Lessons from the Farm. I am your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Koziarz, and I'm so grateful you decided to join me today as we hang out and learn some lessons on life and on God and just what we are all experiencing. It's pretty, you know what? I've kind of discovered something. Underneath it all, we all really have a lot of the same struggles. And so I feel like this podcast is helping us just kind of work through our struggles together. And we're learning and we're leaning into God's word just a little bit, and we're becoming better friends, right? You're learning a whole lot more about me, and I'm learning more about you too from your comments and from your tweets and posts on Facebook. Thank you so much for having so much excitement about the show. And hey, listen, the podcast is officially up in iTunes, and I got an email the other day that said we were in the top 100 for one of the categories in podcasts. So that's really exciting. So thank you for leaving a review and for rating this podcast. It helps keep it moving along so that other people can get connected with it. So today's episode is really interesting, you guys. Okay, so I asked you last week to send me your questions, and wow, did you send me your questions? In fact, we got so many questions, I'm a little disappointed to tell you today that I don't even think we were able to answer maybe a third of them. We got a lot of questions. And so I want to apologize if your question is not able to be answered live on the podcast today. Please know that don't read too much into it. It's not that we didn't think your question was good or we didn't want to go there, because oh my goodness, Wendy and I go there on this podcast today, but we just ran out of time. And so I want to keep these episodes as short as possible so that, you can live your life and I can live mine and we can hang out for a little while, but you would not want to listen to me for 3 hours. I can guarantee that it would become very, very womp womp and kind of boring, I'm sure. So, anyways, I want to start off though by telling you why I wanted to invite Wendy to do this with us, because I think sometimes we just need somebody that we can ask an honest question to. And I've been telling you guys about the new book that's coming out in March of 2018 called Why Her. The subtitle is 6 Truths We Need to Hear When Measuring Up Leaves Us Falling Behind. So you can take a guess. It's on comparison. And I've based the book around two sisters in the Bible, Rachel and Leah. And I think you're going to really enjoy learning about these sisters and how much they battled comparison. But I want to start off today by telling you a little insider story to one of the stories that I tell in the book, okay? See, this is why you have to listen to the podcast, so you get all the juicy behind the scenes details to everything, right? So in the book, I tell this story about how I was in a season of comparison in my own life, and I was absolutely miserable. And there was nothing like major that had happened. There was nothing specific that I could say, like I could look on my calendar and say, okay, this happened on this day, and that this is why I'm feeling this way. And it was a long season of just wrestling with all these things inside of me that just felt unsettled. So I took the plunge and I decided that I was gonna go see a counselor. Now, I did not really do my research on this counselor. I really, I just did a quick Google search, and the first one that popped up, I called. And I realized very quickly into our appointment that this was probably not going to be the person that I needed to be speaking with. And I had just read a verse in James chapter 3, verse 17, that tells us exactly what the wisdom of God is like, okay? And James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." Okay, so I just read that Bible verse. So I go into this appointment and I sit down and I start just bearing my soul to this woman. And I start telling her all of these struggles that I'm having. And she kept asking me all these really strange questions. In fact, I said in the book that I felt like I was climbing a mountain of questionable questions. And all of these questions went back to my husband, Chris. And I didn't understand because I wasn't there to talk about my husband, Chris. I was there to talk about my issues. Now, Chris and I do not have a perfect marriage. If you read Five Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit, you know that. But we worked through our struggles and we're in kind of a solid place right now. I mean, I wouldn't say it's 100% amazing all the time, but we're in a much better place than we were when I wrote Five Habits. So I'm sitting there and this woman is just going on and on and on asking me all these questions about Chris. And I kept trying to steer her back to the questions that I had laid down on the table and the struggles that I was wrestling with. And finally, at the very end of our appointment, this counselor gave me some not so wise words. She came to the conclusion that all of the struggles that I was having in my life was coming from my marriage. And she actually told me, she said, I think you should leave your husband. Now, I know, my mouth dropped too. And I thought, how could a woman who's known me for 45 minutes come to this conclusion? I mean, I couldn't even believe it. And so I literally left that appointment and I picked up the phone and I was in tears and I called my friend Wendy because I knew she is a therapist and I frequently call on her. I try not to take advantage of our friendship because, you know, it's kind of like my husband's electrician. And so like sometimes friends will say, hey, can you do me a favor? Like, I don't want to do that with her. So anyways, I called Wendy though, because I knew I needed someone to speak into this. And I said, Wendy, okay, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I know what wisdom is. And I just don't know that this was the wisest thing for me to hear right now in this season. And she immediately rejected it and said, absolutely not. And the more we were talking through everything, and the more I went home and Googled this counselor and saw some things about this counselor, I realized that this counselor had had a failed marriage. And so now kind of her goal in life, I felt like, was to get revenge on her husband. And so she basically was making everyone's husband into this person that she was married to. And it wasn't even what was happening. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to you. And so we can put that word Christian next to our title, but it doesn't always mean that what is coming through our mouth is actually from the heart of God. And we have to be really careful in this day and age that we're living in, that we're surrounding ourselves with truth, okay? And I know you have had this happen to you as well. You've read an article that's popped up on Facebook or Twitter and you kind of had a momentary like minute where you were panicking because you read it and you thought, oh my gosh, can this really be true? Is this right? Is this what's happening? And then you look at the date and you realize it was from like 10 years ago or that it was from a false source of information. And so I think in this day and time that we're living, it's incredibly important to have wise people that we can ask questions to instead of just going to the internet. And so that was the reason why I wanted to invite Wendy onto the podcast today. And I'll have her back again in the future so that we can continue to do this. But I want to set this up with saying that, hey, even though if we answer your question on the podcast today, even if we do that, you probably still need to get face to face with somebody, a wise person who, as this book, the book of James describes, the words that they're speaking to you are pure, peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You might need to find somebody who can speak those words into you that way. But sometimes we just want to ask a question, right? And so a lot of the questions on today's podcast are just kind of some general questions. There's some hard questions. And hey, I want to just apologize to my single friends who are listening in today. I didn't realize this when Wendy and I were recording this. I didn't even realize it when I was picking the questions. It wasn't until later. But most of the questions revolve around either being a mom or a wife. But I want you to know that I think that we can relate it into pretty much any relationship in our life. There's a ton of good things that you're going to be able to take away from this, but just know I didn't do that intentionally. See, like things just happen and we don't even realize it. But when I was replaying Wendy and I's conversation, I was like, oh shoot, I totally left out, you know, a whole group of people that I know that are, that I'm connected to. So I just wanted to apologize and say it wasn't intentional. Okay. Forgive me. So, all right, friends. Well, let's listen in on this conversation with Wendy. And hey, real quick, I say this in the conversation, but this probably is not a podcast that you want to play around young ears. It might make you a little uncomfortable, some of the things we're going to be talking about. And it might make the little people around you uncomfortable, some of the things that we're going to be talking about. So I just wanted you to have that little disclaimer before we get started. All right, so check out this conversation with me and my friend, Wendy. Well, hey, Wendy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I am glad to be here.
I am so glad you're here. And you're kind of a regular around the Fixer Upper Farm, though, right?
I am a regular at the Fixer Upper Farm. I was the first guest at the Fixer Upper Farm, right?
You were. That's right, y'all. Wendy, when we first moved in, she came over like one of the very first days we were here, and she actually helped me paint Taylor's room. So
I did.
And so then I discovered that she loves to paint. So she's been over quite a bit since then.
Painting is therapy.
Yeah. Yes, therapy. There we go. Well, Wendy, we are here today because you are, first of all, you're my friend. And so I wanted to have you on as a special guest anyways. But I do have this joke in my life that Wendy is kind of my friend therapist. Like, we'll work for pizza or pool party, right?
Absolutely.
And actually, y'all, if you read the book, Five Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit, Wendy is actually mentioned in the book. She is the therapist that I was talking about. So go back and read that part of the book if you missed that. But you know what, Wendy, before we jump into today's conversation, I want to ask you a couple fun little questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because you're a fun person, so you'll be up for this. I know it. All right. This is really hard, okay? If you could choose your forever age, what would it be?
I loved my college years.
Yeah.
I loved my college years. I loved my early 30s. Mm-hmm. But I really like how I am now. Yeah. I really like now, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I always say if I could go back and relive any time in my life, I would go back to college because I had so much fun.
Aw, that's awesome. Okay. If you could be spring, summer, winter, or fall, which one would you be?
Summer. 100% summer.
Okay.
No question.
No question at all.
No question. I don't have to think.
Okay. Well, and so here's a little fun situation we have sitting on my desk right now. I wish you guys could see what we have. So we have an empty Pepsi bottle and then an empty Coke can. So obviously, Wendy, you're a Pepsi product girl, right?
I am.
Okay.
Pepsi product girl. I brought the Pepsi into the Coca-Cola household.
She knows we don't ever have Pepsi here. It's always Coke products around here. Okay. So definitely a Pepsi girl. All right, Wendy. Well, before we start to dive into some of these questions, and I just want to kind of set the tone for our conversation today. Y'all, we got a lot of questions in, and obviously we don't have time to answer all of them on today's episode. Maybe Wendy will come back in the future. I don't know. We'll see how this goes today. She may never, ever want to come back on this podcast with me again after today. I'm going to kind of put a little bit of fire under her. We've got some really good questions, but also questions that, let me go ahead and say this one more time. If you have little ones around, you probably don't want to listen to this podcast right now because there might be some topics that may make them feel uncomfortable or make you feel uncomfortable as their mom or dad or whoever's listening. So just want to set that up. Also, I want to set this up as Wendy is our friend and she's here to guide us through these questions, but obviously Wendy is not for hire. She's not going to be like everyone's virtual counselor. Although I did tell you that one time that I thought that would be a really good gig for you to be a virtual counselor. Okay, you have to say, uh-huh. You can't nod on a podcast. They're going to think you're giving me the evil eye.
I've not ventured into virtual therapy yet, but there are definite opportunities for that.
just not right now.
I'm just not in it right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, and also, we wanted to protect everyone who sent in these questions. So they have been changed a little bit. Some of the details, we're not saying any names or anything like that. So take a deep sigh of relief if you are one of the ones who sent in a question. I assure you that we are holding that in total privacy. But I picked the questions that I felt like are questions that sometimes we're just afraid to ask to other people. Okay. Yes. So some of these questions will feel a little bit heavier than others, but as we start this off, just keep in mind, if you are in a place where you really feel like you need some help beyond just, hey, I've got this general question of how to work through this, both Wendy and I really want to encourage you to seek in real life counsel from somebody. We can read books and we can listen to podcasts and watch videos and things like that. But there, as I shared in the opening story of today's podcast, there really is nothing more important than sitting down face to face with someone who can look you in the eye and say, this is what I'm hearing you say, this is what I'm feeling from you, and this is my professional wisdom on this situation.
Absolutely.
So, yes. Okay. All right, Wendy, you ready for this first question?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go, guys. All right. This first question is from a wife, and she is married to, and I will use her word, she said, some domineering in-laws. Now, we all have people in our family. It doesn't even have to be an in-law. It could be a sister, a brother, a dad, a mom, somebody who feels a little domineering in our lives. But she says, this is her background story. She says, they refuse to let go and let their children be adults. They get upset when they're not consulted on things or if their advice is not followed. They judge their children's life choices because they're different from what they would do. And so basically this woman is saying that she feels like she's kind of on an island by herself with them, and she's not really sure how she can continue to engage in a relationship with somebody who's kind of that domineering, my way or the highway type of person. So, Wendy, what kind of advice would you give someone in a situation like that?
I think it's really important in any situation, family or work or anywhere where you feel like someone's being domineering, to be strong for yourself, mm-hmm. to know yourself, and to have your own boundaries in place where you can be gentle and you can be kind, but you also don't get taken advantage of and you don't get pushed into decisions you don't want to make or feeling guilty about choosing yourself or your family over what someone else wants.
Right.
And I think it's also really, really important to think about the reason behind the behavior.
Yeah.
And so what are they, when you're talking about in-laws, are they feeling left out? Are they feeling like they don't have a purpose anymore and that's mm-hmm. why they want to be so involved in decisions?
That's a good point.
And finding yeah. really good ways to empower them to be yeah. a part of your family on your family's terms. So you're bringing them into what you do and your routine will make everybody get along better. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it will be yeah. a process. It's yeah. not, in-laws are never a quick fix, and neither yeah. are difficult coworkers or or team members or anything like that. But mm-hmm. the better you are at bringing people in on how you do things and not being apologetic for setting boundaries,
yeah.
The more comfortable you get in those situations.
Yeah. So Wendy just said a key word, boundaries. And she's probably, she's probably going to say that a lot today on this podcast. But it's so important to have boundaries, but also to honor. That's what I hear you saying is yeah. that we have to honor, you know, people who have been around, for a long time, you know, they still want to feel valued and important. So I love that piece of advice. Like, how can I still bring them into this decision process and make them feel like they're a part of things, even though they may not be.
That's a real part of my life too, because I have a family member or two who we don't necessarily have the same outlook on life. We don't necessarily approach everything the same way, but it's important to me that we get along. It's important to me that that we have a connection.
Yeah.
For the sake of our extended family. And so I'm willing to make extra effort without giving up who I am and the priorities of my life. I'm willing to invest into that relationship. And when it goes south, I just say, hey, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not joining in the negative. I'm not partnering with that part and try to bring it back around to the right perspective or positive conversation.
That's your boundary.
That's my boundary.
That's your boundary. Okay, I love that. All right, let's move on to the next question. So this is from a woman who recently got married, and her husband, her new husband, had an 11, like he already has an 11-year-old daughter.
Okay.
So the daughter does not live with them all year round, but she does come visit at Christmas and spring break and a couple weeks in the summer. And so basically, she was sharing in her question that while they were dating, they kind of had a good relationship. But then when they got married, the daughter kind of is resisting the discipline process. So she's wanting to know the first part of her question is, how can she work through this with her husband? Mm-hmm. But then also, how can she, as a stepmother, you know, not kind of be like that evil stepmother, the woman that, you know, she's going to resist the most. So what would be some really practical advice that you would say about that?
I would say that without knowing the relationship and the reason for the divorce and remarriage and all of that, it's really, really important for the parents to be on the same page. Because if that child is going back and forth between two different homes, there needs to be a lot of consistency. Mm-hmm. And also when you are the Christmas break and summer break spot, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to explain up front, hey, this is how we do things. Like, this is how we do things at dad and so-and-so's house, mm-hmm. Without knowing a name.
Yeah.
This is how we do things here. And so while you're here, like, we want to have a great time. You're here with us for a short amount of time. And so we want to have a lot of fun, but we also can't change everything about our home. Mm-hmm. And so these are the expectations. So if there are chores, if at 11, that's old enough to do some chores and help out in the home,
yeah.
And follow some, you know, basic consistency things like, this is when we have meals, this is when we go to bed, this is,
right.
You know, those kinds of things. And just be in agreement with the parent or parent and step parent, whoever's at home, mm-hmm. Who's getting this child back at the end of a Christmas break or a summer break, to keep things as even as possible.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, even an 11-year-old, they still crave that routine and consistency mm-hmm. in their life. And I imagine this is probably a season where they feel like all of that has been taken away. And so, you know, just working to create a house, even when it's just a very short visit, you know, a week, that's not a long time to get into a routine. But just so that they kind of know, hey, when I come here, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
I think that's what I hear you saying. Yeah. And I do agree that making sure that her and her husband are on the same page, that conversation probably should happen before the daughter comes back to visit next time. Agreed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you're the parent who's not in the home all the time, it's really easy to like bear a burden of guilt mm-hmm. and let that color the way you interact when you actually are with your child. And that just takes away from the time that you actually have. So you, in that situation, you have to parent from a place of investment. And I get this 7 days or I get this 10 days. And what am I going to pour into my child to make sure that they understand the quality of our relationship isn't about where we live. And it's not about the length of time we're together. It's about the relationship that we have no matter where we are.
Yeah. The quality of time. I love that. That's good. Okay, Wendy, I'm taking a deep breath. Okay, I just want to set this one up. This is a heavy question, okay?
Okay.
But I always tell my friends, and if you're listening to this podcast, you're my friend, okay? I have this joke that when I go speak somewhere, that if when we meet for the first time, we're friends, but then if we meet for the second time, we're best friends, okay? So, like,
you have a lot of best friends.
I have a lot of best friends, okay? So, like, hear me say that this is all in a friendship tone, okay? But I do want to set this one up saying that this is a question that might need more than just this 3-minute answer from Wendy. It's a pretty heavy topic, but I think it's something that we in our culture are coming across more and more and more. And so we need to be willing to sit down and have conversations like this. Okay. All right.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So this is from a friend whose daughter has just recently told them that she is gay and that she is in a relationship. My friend said that she is obviously shocked. She is, you know, so deeply digging through these initial feelings that when you find something like this out. But her question is really around, and I think that this could relate to all of us, not even just the parent-child relationship, but I think all of us can relate to this tone in some way in our lives. But her question is, as this continues to get out into her community and to the rest of the family, obviously she's feeling very judged by other people, both for her and her daughter. So how does she navigate through that? But then also, how does she continue to navigate this with her daughter? Because she said in this email that she does not agree with this lifestyle. She is going to love her through this. She's going to, you know, she's still going to be her mom. She's not saying that her tone is definitely not like that. But she's just really, I think she's just sorting through the very fresh feelings of a situation like this. So what kind of initial advice would you offer somebody in a situation like this?
Initially, I would say, like, love is the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, mamas have it anyway, unconditional love for that child, no matter what. So I think that, and we know that love is what wins. Love is what conquers all. Love is ultimately what brings victory. Right. It's what changes hearts. And so I think real, authentic, intentional love also does set good boundaries and also does protect itself.
Yeah.
So I think just figuring out how to navigate that relationship and protect the integrity of the home, mm-hmm. depending on what that looks like. I don't know if she still lives there. I don't know what the depth of this relationship is, but also knowing that a choice that a child makes in their teens or 20s is not a lifetime sentence. Mm-hmm. There's not a period at the end of that sentence. Mm-hmm. It's not like a decision right now does not make it a permanent situation, no matter what it is. Not talking about sexual preference or addiction or mm-hmm. Criminal activity or integrity or honesty or any of those things. Like, what somebody does in their childhood or early adulthood it's not the end. Anything is redeemable. Anything can be mm-hmm. restored. Mm-hmm. And so believing that.
Yeah.
And then dealing with other people. I think we all just have to honestly know sometimes people don't come from that same place of love.
Right.
For,
that's so true.
For the people we love.
Right.
And so I am a child of the 70s and 80s. And so I go back to the Wonder Twins and just thinking, like, you have to have your Wonder Twin powers.
Okay, I'm lost. Who's the Wonder Twins?
Maybe it's not the Wonder Twins. am I thinking of the wrong superheroes? Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman with her wristbands that will deflect anything.
Okay, yes.
That's what I meant.
That's your thing.
The Wonder Twins were great, too. You should go back and watch them. But they're the wrong superheroes.
Okay.
But the Wonder, like, you just have to be able to deflect stuff.
Yeah.
And all of us have, all of us struggle at some point with value, and when you know who you are, when your identity is strong, then when somebody comes at you with a lie, mm-hmm. you know it's a lie, and you don't let it in.
Yeah.
You can deflect it.
Right.
But when it pierces you a little bit, sometimes that's an indicator of a place of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have to know, no, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. And you have to tell yourself and train your brain that that's a lie, and you don't have to accept it and walk under it. So you are a good mom. You do love your child. You are acting in her best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And when other people come against that, you have to believe it so much that you believe it in spite of what they're telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good, Wendy. So, so good. And I just want to add another resource to this topic.
Absolutely.
Because my friend Crystal Hurst, she also has a podcast, and a couple of weeks ago, she actually had a woman named Jackie Hill Perry on, and so I just want to encourage you to go listen to that podcast. I think it's still up. forgive me if it's not, but I know, I think it was only up for a limited time, but I think it's still up, so you can go check her out, or you can just Google Jackie Hill Perry, because she has a pretty amazing story. And I do just, I totally agree with what Lindy, when we were praying, y'all, I call her Wendy, like Wendy, like the wind, not Wendy. Good grief. Okay. But I will echo those sentiments of really leaning into the love that God can give us for somebody else. I was sharing with Wendy that I've been going through a situation where, you know, it's really hard sometimes to love people. But when you lean into the strength of God, He will give you a love for that person that you didn't even know was within you. So just encourage that. And then you also said something earlier to me, just the power of prayer, like making sure that you're just praying through this every single day, all day long. Last week on the podcast, I mentioned the book, The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson. I encourage that book again for a topic like this, just, you know, to keep praying. Okay, Wendy, well, we are running out of time. So we're going to jump to the last question, and I apologize again if we didn't get to your question. We'll have to have another. We need to call this something. Wisdom with Wendy. There we go. I'm so good at these cheesy titles.
Great.
Okay. So this last question, this came from a woman who is married, and I think this is a common struggle for women, and I know she's also a mom. But she said, what can I do if I'm feeling lost in my marriage or my life? I have learned that I feel the most like myself around my nephews that are part of my family. Excuse me. But I feel like I need to put on an act to keep my husband. We've been together for over 17 years and married for 6. How can I rediscover who I am?
Wow, that's a really great question. And I think it applies to women in general.
Yeah.
And like, there's a big difference in role and function and true identity. Mm-hmm. And when you start equating your identity with your title, mom, daughter, wife, whatever career you're in, whatever role you, if you support something at your church or in a volunteer role, whatever that title is, when that becomes your identity, it's easy to get lost in it because there's something external that it depends on. But when you know who you are, then your identity overflows into everything that you do. And the greatest thing I've learned lately is when I'm struggling with that, the best thing to do is just go back in my own personal quiet time, in my prayer time, and ask God, who am I? Like, who did you make me to be? How did you create me? Who am I to you? Because who you are to Him, when you know who you are to Him, that overflows into every other relationship, and it affects how you treat other people and where you commit your time.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. It's a real game changer. And it's such a private and intimate answer that He'll have an answer just for you because God made you and He loves you, not you in like a big group of people, but you individually, whoever you are.
Yeah.
And when you find out what He loves about you, He'll start whispering those things back to you when you ask.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. Well, Wendy, man, I knew this was going to fly by. Thank you so much.
25 minutes?
I know.
That was so fast.
Yeah, pretty much.
So fast.
It was. Yep, exactly. I know it went by really, really quick, but I just wanted to thank you again for taking some time to do this with us. And you've already said you're going to come back, so we'll have to get something. Everybody, she did right here. She said it. She would come back. But again, both of us just want to reiterate the fact that, you know, this cannot replace in real life counseling.
Absolutely not.
And just take this, you know, for what it is, nothing more, nothing less. Just two friends kind of talking through some discussions today. So,
but if there's something that is impacting you in such a strong way that it's stopping you from being able to live your life the way it's intended to be, then take a pause and find a pastor at your church or a local counselor in your community, like Nikki said, where you can get face-to-face and eye-to-eye and take that opportunity to talk some more about it in a personal way.
Yeah, yeah, Totally agree. All right, Wendy. Thank you so much. All right, guys, hang on 1 second and I'll be right back with some closing thoughts. Okay, friends. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Wendy. Isn't Wendy the best? I love her so much. I'm so grateful for her time and for her investment into you and I both. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it maybe challenged you a little bit and, you know, maybe answered some questions that you have been wrestling with as well. So, hey friends, I wanted to let you know a little personal update. Most of you have been following this very trying season with my mom right now, and I wanted to let you know that there will probably not be a podcast next week or the following week. We're probably going to pick back up in September with the podcast because this past week, my dad and I took my mom to the doctor and got some really hard news. Her tumor has grown back and has pretty much taken over her entire brain. And so we are in the final stages of her life, and we cherish your prayers for her. We are asking people to pray for God's timing to be only in the way that he can do things. We know that my mom has fulfilled many assignments here on this earth, but possibly there's still one or two more lingering. And so we believe that until she takes her last breath, there are things that God is doing through her. And man, I'm telling you, this season, I haven't been able to really publicly process it, but I want you to know there's some deep things coming from me in the future from this. And I just really sense the Lord telling me just to kind of press pause on a lot of things the next couple of weeks and just stay present and stay focused. And so, I had a great show planned for next week, but we're just going to push it back a couple weeks, okay? I know you guys are my friends and I know you're my community and I know that you understand, that there are seasons where, you know, we just need to be present and we just need to be focused on that completely. And so, I just really know that's what's coming up the next couple of weeks. So you probably won't hear a whole lot from me over the next few weeks. Just know that that's where I am. And it's very, very hard. There's nothing easy about this season. But it's also a gift. There's been so many gifts in the middle of it. So, all right, friends. Well, until we meet again. And it will be very soon, I promise. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week, and hey, remember to live life like only you can.